Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Good morning, everybody. We're speaking today with Gidi Hansen at The Growing Place. And we do this every Wednesday. We have a new topic we're going to discuss for the next few weeks. It's something that we all face. It's called rejection. I was just having this conversation with somebody, and I was watching television, and they were saying that you're rejected so many more times in life than you're accepted. And when you have a young person, my son is 14, you have to teach them that rejection's going to happen. A girl is going to reject you. You're not going to get a job. You might get rejected from school. You're going to get rejected by not being named on the sports team. Rejection is just something you need to get accustomed to facing in your life. That's what I took from this little conversation I saw. And we're going to talk about rejection in greater detail over the next few weeks with Gidi. Hi, Gidi. Thanks for being on the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
I'm really glad to be here with you because, especially about this topic, because it's so funny. Do we know when rejection, people start having, because when you're 4 years old, 5 years old, say, there's no rejection. Give me this, give me that, give me this. You're not rejected on anything.
It depends on the family system, but okay. You know what? Rejection began in the Garden of Eden. Okay. It is a primal emotion, and it happened when God sent Adam and Eve out of the garden.
Uh-huh.
And that meant out of his presence. That was because of the disobedience, because of our sin, we first experienced rejection in human history when God said, go, You must leave this place. Now, God didn't abandon us, but I can imagine how distraught, rejected, and abandoned, and guilty and shame-ridden Adam and Eve felt in that moment.
When you mentioned the biblical aspect of rejection, Jesus was rejected resoundingly. And so I think that when we think about it from our perspective, and we think, gosh, I didn't get this job. Gosh, I didn't get, any walk of life, you're rejected.
Yes.
I mean, Jesus, more than anybody, understands rejection and how painful it is in anybody.
He does. And let me just define what I mean by rejection when I use the word. It's a non-acceptance accompanied by negative attitudes and hurtful words or actions. So just because somebody says, sorry, I can't play with you today, is not necessarily rejection.
Okay.
But not necessarily. But if it's, sorry, you big idiot, who do you think would want to play with you? Mm-hmm. I'm not playing with you today. Then that is a big hit of rejection.
Don't lose the thought. It just happened to a friend of mine who is a television news reporter, moved on to a different job and did not survive his 3-month probation.
Oh.
Just a young reporter, wonderful young man. I think so highly of him. But it wasn't enough that he lost the job. But his boss told him, you should get out of the business. You're not capable. I thought that was so cruel, so hurtful. And so untrue, by the way, because this person could be a tremendous reporter. But that kind of rejection, I think, is a kind of rejection we're talking about. It's rejection with a backhand slap to you as well.
Yes, exactly right. It's negative and it with hurtful words or actions. Some of the greatest writers in the world who went on to write classics and were bestsellers were told by publishers and editors, stop writing, get out of the business. You don't know anything. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, Michael Jordan didn't make his high school basketball team.
Yeah, isn't that something?
He didn't make his high school basketball. He didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that sense, you always have to remind those kind of stories of rejection by great people, like you say.
Yes.
That's those stories are needed. But it does bother me sometimes, and I don't want to get off on too much of a tangent, when somebody does reject somebody, that they don't reject them in a kind, decent way.
Right. Know? And I don't even know if I would call that rejection. Like, if somebody says to you, you know, I really appreciate that you want to sell me this vacuum cleaner. It looks like a great product. Hmm. I just don't need one right now.
Yeah.
So you're affirming the person, you're affirming their activity.
Right.
And you're just talking about your own personal need.
Right. Yeah, basic human kindness is part of rejection if it's done properly.
Yes.
And some ways, the person who's the rejector, the one who's doing the rejecting, that kind of speaks to them more than it does the person who's being rejected.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, please continue.
Yes. Well, I researched this topic for the show. That's what's so wonderful. That's the benefit I get out of these shows mm-hmm. is I get to do more research and I get to find out more. And I found out, and these facts, by the way, are from Guy Winch's book, Emotional First Aid, Healing Rejection, Guilt, Failure, and Other Everyday Hurts. It was published in 2014.
Okay.
And he shows that the same neural pathways in our brains that register physical pain also register rejection.
That is interesting.
Isn't that?
So that the rejection you feel in your brain releases the same as you would feel if somebody pinched you really hard.
Or slapped you.
In your head.
You. Yes. It goes along the same neural pathways. And that's why I say primal rejection, because pain is a primal emotion.
This actually brings up another interesting point, because sometimes we hear about physical abuse. And yes. Then we hear about emotional abuse.
Yes.
And in a sense, we you would always say, and I always had a difficult time understanding, physical abuse is so much more worse than verbal abuse.
No, I would say the opposite.
Verbal emotional abuse is more painful than physical abuse.
It's more painful, more memorable, and does more damage. And actually, we're going to get to that in our rejection.
Gosh, this is really, so it's the same, just say that again. It's the same.
The same neural pathways in our brains that register physical pain also register rejection.
We're going to pick that. That's a fascinating. We're going to take a break. We're going to continue discussing matters with Gidi Hansen on rejection. Gidi is with The Growing Place, professional counseling, life coaching, education, freedom from within reach. If you want to give her a call, 588-0448. We'll be right back.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is Live Local Talk.
So wake me up when it's all
over. All right, welcome back to the show. Speaking with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. She is a marriage and family therapist, registered intern, working on becoming licensed. How is that going?
Well, it's funny you should ask. I just heard from the California Board of Behavioral Sciences that my hours have been accepted.
Oh.
So I just need to choose a date and study like mad.
So you have not been rejected?
No.
That's
no.
Good.
And I was afraid that, you know, they would find some technical error in my application. And, you know, or something would be wrong with it. So I was very, very happy to get that letter.
You know, your husband, Father Peter Hansen, a pastor here in Chico, downtown Chico Church, said to me one time, we were talking about similar things about, you know, for the person who said sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. We talked about that, and Father Hansen said, but nothing was more untrue than that. Give me a good
yes.
beating as opposed to giving some verbal abuse.
Yes.
And you were saying that the verbal abuse causes more damage to somebody's psyche than
yes.
than physical abuse.
That's
it's,
right.
Just repeat that.
Yeah. This is our second rejection fact. It is easier to forget physical pain than it is to forget the pain of rejection. And likewise, it is easier to recover from physical abuse than it is to recover from verbal or psychological abuse.
Oh my.
And if you read Guy Winch's book, which I haven't, I'm just doing a summary of an article I found in Psychology Today about his book. If you read his book, he will cite the studies that were used in order to come up with these facts, So this is all based on research. It's not just somebody's theory.
It goes without saying that what you don't want to do is say, well, you know, I'm going to smack somebody around as opposed to verbally abuse
them.
You don't want to do either one of them. Yeah, let's make that clear. But it's fascinating to know that the verbal abuse has a deeper, longer-lasting impact than the physical abuse.
It does. And usually they go together.
Uh-huh.
I mean, sometimes you'll have verbal abuse without physical, but I don't think I've ever heard of physical abuse without verbal abuse. Or some kind of, and it can be not just verbal, but psychological abuse, like ignoring someone, not meeting their needs, not giving them food, not giving them adequate clothing or shelter.
Right.
You know, that's a type of abuse that would come under psychological abuse, which would be more painful and more difficult to overcome than physical abuse.
And this ties back into our topic for the next few weeks, rejection.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does. So it's easier to forget physical pain than it is to forget the pain of rejection. And it's easier to recover from physical abuse than it is to recover from emotional abuse, especially rejection.
Okay.
And that's based on studies. And, you know, I've been in accidents. I've had broken bones. I've had, you know, physical traumas. And they really are vague in my memory. It's hard to recall them.
You're right.
But I can remember being embarrassed in a classroom, you know, from grade school. I can remember unkind words of classmates from first grade all the way through. And I can remember the sensation I felt when those words were spoken.
I just saw with my family the new Pixar movie. Called Inside Out.
Oh.
It is fascinating, and everything Pixar does is wonderful. It's almost more for adults, but it's about a child and the different emotions that she has and the memories. It's basically based on memories, and the memories, how good memories stay with us or bad memories, and how those bad memories of rejection, bad memories or good memories of joy, and how they interplay in a person's mind. It's a fascinating film, and it's stunning that Disney and Pixar, I'm getting off on a tangent here, but not too much of a tangent, but because it does relate to what we're talking about, is how people's memories stay with you. And when somebody gives you a rejection memory, that rejection memory sticks.
It does.
And it's hard to turn that rejection memory into a positive thing.
Yep, it does stick. It does.
Inside Out, by the way, fabulous, fabulous movie. Go ahead.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. That sounds like a movie everybody should see. I love the Pixar movies. Now, because physical pain and rejection use the same neural pathways in the brain, researchers decided, well, Tylenol helps with physical pain. Will it help with emotional pain? And in the studies that were conducted that Guy Winch quotes in his book, they found out that Tylenol can reduce the emotional pain of rejection.
No kidding.
Now, that was amazing.
Could Tylenol aspirin be used more of a antidepressant then? Or is this a different area?
It's a different area. And aspirin was not used in the study, so I cannot speak to aspirin.
Okay.
Tylenol's. But they took the notion that because it's the same neural pathway and Tylenol works on the same neural pathway for physical pain, will it work for emotional pain? And what they did was they gave everybody a white pill. Some of the people in the study got the Tylenol, and some of the people got the placebo, the sugar pill. And then they were asked, after the stuff took effect, they were asked to recount a very emotional, distressing experience that they would classify as emotionally distressing. And then they were asked to rate their level of emotional distress. And those that got the placebo experienced a higher level of emotional distress when reliving or recounting the experience than those who took the Tylenol. And that's how they came up with this fact.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Isn't that something?
It is something. I mean, I don't find it hard to believe. The same neural pathway. So it's the same. Well, I'm not a neurosurgeon. I don't really understand it. We got a break.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. We're speaking with Gidi Hansen at The Growing Place. We got one more segment today, but we're going to be talking about rejection further. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back after the short break.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, we're speaking with Gidi Hansen at The Growing Place. The Growing Place is a place in Chico that provides professional counseling, life coaching, education, and they're located over on East Avenue. Gidi Hansen is just one of many whom you can speak with to help some of those issues that you might be having. Their number is 588-0448. No pun intended. The Growing Place is a growing, business or like center that's doing very, very well. And she herself is somebody that I would recommend. 588-0448, The Growing Place. And anyway, very highly recommended, doing wonderful things. And perhaps one of the issues you're having is dealing with rejection of some kind. We all face it. And the pain that comes with rejection and how you can't let the memories of being rejected influence the rest of your life. And let's pick it up, Gidi, where we had left off.
Yes, I just wanted to let our listeners know about the Courageous Living series. We have one workshop on Saturday, July 18th, and it's about escaping the guilt trap. And the presenter is Dr. Les Parrott III, and this is on DVD. Mm-hmm. And then we have Heather Doris, who's a certified life coach, on hand for discussion afterwards.
So what day is it? July 18th. It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday, and all the workshops are from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m.
And I think is there a $5 charge?
There's a $5 charge per person, and you can really learn a lot in these workshops.
Okay.
And you can ask personal questions. And then in August, we have one on August 1st, which is a Saturday, Shame Off You, Made in the Image of God, and Dr. David Jenkins is the presenter. And then on Saturday, August 15th, it's about grief and loss, and Dr. Linda Mintel is the presenter. And these are DVDs from the American Association of Christian Counseling.
And then after the DVD, there's a discussion group.
There's a discussion group.
You could find out the list, I imagine, is on the website.
It's a
very easy website, www.tgplace.com or org.
Oh,
that makes it easy.
tgplace.com or .org,
whatever you feel like typing in. You'll get you there and get you to how are those DVD series working?
They are really, really good.
Yeah.
They're biblically based, and they have sound psychological information from a Christian perspective.
Have they been well attended, been well received?
Well, it depends on whether we're near a holiday or not, which is why we're not having one. We're only having one in July, because we know the 4th of July won't
right.
be very well attended.
How is The Growing Place doing? I know I want to get back on the rejections thing, because we've got a couple, but just real quickly before we move on to the segment.
Thanks be to God, we're doing great, and we're actually growing. We're expanding.
Mm-hmm.
We started out in one rental unit. We broke out into a second, and now we've broken out into a third rental unit.
What has been the key to the success? Why is it done well?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. I think the key, in my personal opinion, and you might get a different answer from different people there, in my opinion, the key to the success is that we are following God. We're following His leading.
That's right, too.
And He's given us His favor, and He's sent us a lot of hurting people, and we have a great staff, a great team headed up by Judy Thompson, who is the executive director and also clinical supervisor at The Growing Place, and she also sees clients herself.
Mm-hmm.
We get great supervision. It's just a wonderful place.
And I do think that that there is this view that Christians have it all together. They got everything organized, and they don't have arguments. There's no divorce in the church. There's no sin or whatever there is. There's no problems, and it's just not at all true. And
not
I think that I think Christians like to know that, okay, it's not unusual for me just because I'm a Christian, and to get it from a Christian perspective. we always have to emphasize, you don't need to be a person of faith to go to the growing place.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, the abortion rate and the divorce rate between the church and the world are identical.
Really?
Yeah. So that'll tell you that everybody's human and we all have human issues. Some of us have a savior and some of us don't.
Are you hopeful in general about people and where we're headed?
I'm hopeful because I have hope in God.
Mm-hmm.
My hope is not on earth or in people or in politics or even in myself.
Mm-hmm.
My hope is not even really in the church. My hope is in God and in what he is doing, and I want to be a part of that.
What percentage of people who come to you and the Growing Place, I don't know if you know it. What, I mean, I know you certainly don't share information, but I don't know whether you guys have it, you know, in a big registry. But the percentage of people who are people of faith who come to you as opposed to who are not.
I really don't know. I know that I see both kinds of clients, and I give them both equal care, and I deeply care about both issues. A person's belief system does not determine the quality of counseling or life coaching or education an individual will get.
Is when we talk about rejection, do people of faith sometimes feel like, you know, I shouldn't be rejected. I'm a person of faith. I mean, come on, you know,
Of entitlement.
A sense of entitlement, almost, because God, well, I shouldn't be rejected. I love God. I believe in God. I'm faithful to God. You know, I go to church. I mean, why am I being rejected?
I think folks who feel that way haven't really read the Bible closely, and they don't know that Jesus said, "What happened to me will happen to you."
Right.
And we need to pick up our cross daily and follow him, according to Mark chapter 8, at the end of the chapter. So Christians who feel that way have not been well prepared for living out their Christianity.
Well, we have come to the end of today's show. We're going to continue discussing rejection and how we cope with it. And we learned a lot of interesting things today. Gidi Hansen at The Growing Place, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Continue this discussion. If you want to give Gidi or somebody else a call over at The Growing Place for some issues that you might have in your family or just with you personally, give them a call. 588-0448. There's also those DVD series which are continuing. You could just go to tgplace.com. So long, everybody.